Hello. Before I begin today's address, I would like to apologize for the background music. I have my neighbors who are very excited. It is a Saturday evening. But I have to publish this. It cannot wait. So, today we are going to be talking about a prophecy that when I received cut me very deeply. I have a history with Hollywood, and I talked about that in the post where I said a prophetic warning to Denzel Washington and others, my history with Hollywood from August 17th, 2024, which is today. I published that earlier today. And if you would like to know more about that, please go and read it on the blog, or if I have already published the recording of it in audio, you are welcome to listen to it on the podcast. And before I move forward, I welcome you to the Fruit Factory. We are a prophecy and teaching ministry that is focused and specifically designed to address the people of true Israel and the end times church. I'm saying true Israel because the current Israel are fake. They are what the Lord Jesus Christ called the synagogue of Satan, those who pretend to be Jews but are not. And I don't have time to go in depth into that, but this prophecy also speaks to them, because if our ministry is to true Israel, then obviously fake Israel is bound to have to listen to it, because they have to vacate, they have to leave, they have to give to true Israel what is her due, and the Lord will make sure that that happens. So we are a prophecy ministry, and my calling as the servant of God in this ministry is to proclaim the words of God to his people across the nations. I am a trumpet, a sounding trumpet to the Lord, to the end times church, to say to them that the end is here, his return is soon. I am a trumpet call to his people, Israel, who are still scattered across the nations, to tell them that the time for regathering is here, the time to go back to the promised land is here, the time to be reunited back to the Father is here. I am here to be a sounding trumpet, a call, a final call to both true Israel and the end times church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only those who are fruitful will make it, both in Israel and out of Israel, which is the end times church, which is the church, because the church is grafted onto Israel, and both those who will be fruitful within Israel and those who will be fruitful for the kingdom of God outside of Israel will be carried back to the land of the promise. So that said, I'm going to begin the prophecy. And if you'd like to read this, because reading it is very useful, and it is actually in many instances much better than just listening, because the words penetrate you in a deeper way. So I'm going to begin reading, and I would invite you to subscribe to the channel if you see that it is something that you resonate with, if you're interested in this, in the things that I've just mentioned, the fate of true Israel, the fate of the end times church, the fate of the world as the Lord prepares this earth for his return in these end times. And his return is sooner than people realize, right? We think we still have a millennia to live here. Science has lied to us and told us that we are an evoluted one, and a species that just evoluted We aren't. We have a creator. He made us. And he gave us a timeline on this earth. And everything that we do on this earth is going to account for whatever happens later when this phase is finished and we have to move on to the next stage, which is the stage of life in eternity, with or without our Father, depending on the choices that we would have made whilst we were here on the earth. So, that said, I am going to begin the prophecy. The prophecy is titled, "I am your Avenger, says the Lord to Justin Bieber." This is a prophecy from August 2nd, 2024. The prophecy says, "I am your Avenger, says the Lord to Jesus." Not to Jesus. I'm so sorry. This music is killing me. See how the devil battles me? He does this. This happens all the time. When it is something very important, it is when there are nightclubs that are being opened up around my neighborhood. I will not stop it. Okay, let's do this. "I am your Avenger, says the Lord to Justin Bieber." This is the title of the prophecy. And it begins with the word that is Deuteronomy 32, verse 35, which says, "Vengeance is mine and recompense. Their foot shall sleep in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things to come hasten upon them. Today I will share the record of my dream diary about Justin Bieber from August 2nd, 2024, titled, 'I am your Avenger, says the Lord to Justin Bieber.' As soon as I woke up from a fellowship with the Lord in a dream, I knew that if I did not write it down, I would forget it. The Lord has asked me to publish this record today, August 17th, 2024. I will add additional information and context about the prophecy as I read it out loud. And if you go to listen or to read on the blog, you will see those specific interpretations of the different symbols in the dream highlighted in the text. So this is where the prophecy begins. "I have been having dreams of Justin Bieber. The Lord has been hammering it all night that he, Justin Bieber, has a prophetic gift upon his life. Justin is one of the very rare true prophets of Yahweh. The Lord has been talking about how much Justin was abused by people in Hollywood. He showed me Justin's genealogy and his family tree. He was explaining and tracking back Justin's ancestry to show me that Justin is a descendant of men and women of God and has inherited much of those spiritual gifts. As I was proofreading the prophecy before publication, the Lord began to provide me with additional information about Justin's calling. I will insert it below and I will read it out loud right now as part of the prophecy, just like the Lord instructed me to do. Thus says the Lord, Justin is my true prophet. Satan has caused great malfunction to his prophetic gift and even greater despair to his soul and spirit because he, Satan, knows that this is my true prophet. Justin is called to speak the words that I put in my prophet's mouths, the way that you, Elvira, have been called to do. Justin would have been one of the greatest voices in the kingdom of God in these end times, bringing thousands and millions into the kingdom. Mark my words now, says the Lord. That is exactly what he will do when I am done with him. I, the Lord God, the Almighty, speak and proclaim that Justin Bieber will operate on this earth as my true prophet, preaching the true gospel of repentance, reconciliation, and consecration to live holy and righteous in the kingdom of God. He will practice it and he will bring others to do the same. His singing, his gift, was never designed to be a pop artist, but to speak my words boldly and loudly. And here I will continue with the records for my dream diary. I'll finish with a statement that the Lord added onto that. So back into the dream diary. Justin was robbed. He was spiritually robbed and enslaved. His innocence was taken from him. His gifts were stolen from him. His mind was destroyed. I hear the Lord say, Justin is 100% victim. As I was recalling and writing down these facts about the night, the Lord began to speak to me about the matter. So I immediately began transcribing what the Lord was saying. Thus says the Lord, this is what the Yehudim did to my son. Justin will not fall. I will rescue him. I will clean him and bring him back to me. He will serve me and he will be my willing vessel. Tell them that I have decided it and so it shall be. He was robbed. He was destroyed. He was crushed and his oppressors will not get away with it. The Yehudim will not get away with it. They will pay. I will destroy them and their system. I will kill them. Justin is not the only one. As I wrote the Lord's words down, I began having visions. Pieces of it were recollections from the night's dreams, and others were new visions that the Lord was giving me. It was tense. The Lord was furious, and his anger weighed heavily on the words he spoke and could be tangibly felt in the visions that he was showing me. These were not open-eyed visions like when I am sitting at a desk and the Lord is talking and giving me visions, or when I am going about my day and he gives me a vision whilst fully awake. I was in a spiritually aware state where I was still not fully awake and midway in the physical conscious state. So I was midway in the physical realm and midway in the spiritual realm. And this is how I wrote these words down. I was transcribing everything I heard and saw in that state. I hear the Lord's voice say, the Lord has written it by his own right hand. They will pay. For the record, the Lord's right hand represents his power and his might. I see the Lord's hand drawing Justin to himself, so that now Justin is standing next to his presence. I see him fight violent blood battles for Justin's freedom. I hear a loud doorbell ring. And as it is ringing, I see a group of intercessors on their knees praying fervently. I hear the Lord's voice say, so when the Lord turns the tides, he will be for you, his children. He will avenge you in the sight of your enemies. He will wash you and will be recognized for it. I see people on their knees in a temple. These are new people in a different location compared to the previous ones who were also kneeling and praying. These people are praying to the Lord and insisting again and again on Justin. They are praying about Justin's situation. I hear them say, Justin wants to do good, but they have him in a trap, in a pit. And as they were praying this, I saw Justin sitting in a dark, humid pit. The place was too dark to see where it was or who was around him. And I hear the Lord's voice say, I will place my finger on it. When God says that he will place or move his finger on or against something, it means he will move in judgment against that thing. This was especially relevant during the liberation of the Israelites from Egypt as he struck Pharaoh with repeated plagues. You can read Exodus 9 to learn more about that. So after the Lord said this, I saw my pastor, Elvira, on a pulpit repeatedly speaking this same statement. He was speaking it with so much passion. He was saying, I will place my finger on it, says the Lord. I will place my finger on it, says the Lord. So I see a glass screen crack in the middle into two pieces. The right piece is taken up, lifted up from the other side or the other piece, and on it the Lord writes the word victorious. And I hear him say, I will fight this battle. Hollywood and their system will pay. Then I see a building's underground floor. This is somewhere in Hollywood. There are people there who have heard the Lord's trumpet sound and have begun responding to it. They began repenting and declaring, the Lord is God and will accomplish what he said. These people represent the captives, the bound, and the oppressed of Hollywood's system. And then I saw a hole that is dug underground. There is a ladder leading to the surface of that hole that appeared, and the people began climbing out of the hole. This hole, this pit, represents the spiritual darkness, an overwhelming evil. You can read Psalm 88, particularly verse 6. To learn more about that. And then I saw a massive tree with very deep roots. I could see them from beneath the ground. They were very deep. And this tree looks like a 2,000-year-old tree, standing tall and looking indestructible. And then suddenly an axe hacked at it out of nowhere. And it fell to the ground. A mighty hand, the Lord's hand, then came and pulled it up from the ground, uprooting it completely. This tree represents the well-established and robust satanic kingdom that runs Hollywood. And this kingdom is operated by the synagogue of Satan, the fake Jews. You can read Revelation 3 verse 9 to learn more about that. And then I heard the Lord. He was saying, with the same fervor you have destroyed people's lives, I will destroy you. So this is what the Lord was saying as he was uprooting and cutting down that tree. And then I saw people walking inside what looks like a temple. It was not a big crowd. It was just a group of people. They were hastily walking through the door, and I could see visible relief on their faces as soon as they made it inside. And I heard the Lord say, my people will return to me. Israel will return to me. They will be happy and peaceful by my side. Then the Lord showed me someone sitting on one of the steps that was in the temple. And he was talking to other people that surrounded him. He was telling them about his trials and tribulations and how he had been saved and redeemed by Jesus Christ. And here I heard the Lord say, order will return to it. It here means the temple. Order will return to it. And this is where the prophecy ends. This is where the visions end. And to add onto these visions, the Lord gave me the scripture Mark 9 verse 42 as the banner scripture for this prophecy. And there it is written, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around your neck and they were thrown into the sea. End quote. So this is the scripture that the Lord gave me about this particular prophecy. And this scripture is addressed to the synagogue of Satan, the Yahudim, as the Lord calls them, the fake Jews who have oppressed, tortured, and robbed people. They have robbed God's chosen in that Hollywood system. Your judgment is here. It would be better for you if a large millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea than for you to endure the wrath of God that is now upon you. Drowning in agony would be too light of a judgment for you. Thus says the Lord, you think that you are untouchable because of the thousands of years you have spent killing, robbing, and destroying people's lives. But behold, just like the Lord's axe cuts down that 2,000-year-old tree, and it was no more in a matter of seconds, so shall he cut you down. You think that your money, your control of the media, your evil covenants with the fallen ones, with the aliens, and with all the creatures of darkness will preserve you. But behold, just like his mighty hand uprooted whatever was left of that tree, so shall he uproot you from your positions of power and influence and destroy your demonic system. As suddenly as that tree was cut down, uprooted and no more, so shall you be eclipsed from the surface of the earth. Your judgment will not knock at your door and allow you to open and invite it in, but it will knock your door down and devour you. I, the Lord God, the Almighty, have spoken, and my words will surely accomplish that for which I have sent them forth. Now I say, to you, the fake Jews, the synagogue of Satan, this is the word that the Lord has for you. Haggai 2, verses 6 to 9. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, in a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will find this, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this later temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. End quote. I will read that again. Haggai 2, verses 6 to 9. Thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, in a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. For context, the Lord was speaking here to the exiles of Israel who had been gathered from around the Babylonian kingdom and were rebuilding the Lord's temple in Jerusalem. So Yahweh is now letting you, the synagogue of Satan, know that he will do to you. He is letting you know what he will do to you and how he will elevate those who would have exiled your defiled land to be joined to him. He will defend the oppressed and he will avenge his people. Thus says the Lord, I will destroy you. I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land, and your nation will be no more. I will dig my people out of your pits of darkness. I will welcome them into my dwelling. I will dwell in them and will sanctify them. My people will return to me. Israel will return to me. I will fill my temple with glory, and all the people I have rescued from your claws. I will build up my people to be greater, richer, and brighter than ever. They will regain their peace, and order will be restored in their midst. I, the Lord God, will surely do this. You have heard the words of Yahweh. The Lord is promising that he will do so soon, in a little while. So this judgment is not for 100 years from now, but will unfold before our eyes. It may take 2 weeks or 20 years, but it is not for 500 years from now. To you all who work in Hollywood, whether you are of the Yahudim or not, you who mock God and think that you will get away with it, there is no such thing. The wrath of God is upon you. You who run around to draw people into sinful lifestyles will not get away with it. The wrath of God is upon you. You who support and fuel Hollywood with your labor and remain silent when you see people suffering, the wrath of God is upon you. If you do not want to die with the synagogue of Satan, you better repent and do so fast, because the judgment that is coming for them is already planned for you too. I will publish part 2 of this prophecy as a separate post, where the Lord is speaking to Justin Bieber in particular and to those who have been crushed, chewed up, and spat out of the Hollywood system and are desperate for some rest, desperate for a way out. The Lord has heard the cry of his people. The Lord will not ignore the distress of the oppressed and the needy. Surely the Lord is faithful to rescue those who cry out to him with a sincere heart. This is what the word of the Lord says in Psalms 94, verses 17 to 24. Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, a throne that brings on misery by its decrees? The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. Be like the wise men of old before you. Cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ and make him your fortress, the rock in whom you take refuge. Repent and put your trust in him. And just like he has always been faithful to deliver his people, he shall be faithful to deliver you. You are very welcome to go and read this prophecy on the website, thefruitfactory.co. thefruitfactory.co. You are welcome to subscribe and to share this resource with the people that you think this might benefit. And you are free to go and read all of the other prophecies or listen to all of the other prophecies that the Lord is proclaiming here through me, his servant, for whom he has set apart, whom he has set apart and prepared for this work. The Fruit Factory is a place where we exalt no one else and nothing else than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Fruit Factory is a call to true Israel and the end times church. The Lord is sounding the trumpet. It is time for harvest, and only the fruitful will make it. My name is Elvira, and I thank you for listening. Until next time. And please forgive if the background noise has been loud. It is when I will listen back to this that I will know. But I had to record this today. When the Lord says do something, you just do it. Whether it rains or it snows or people are having parties next to you, doesn't matter. I am not in my normal office environment right now, but I have to start pushing out these prophecies. It cannot wait any longer. So thank you for your patience and for bearing with the background noise. And I will see you in the next post, the next episode. Goodbye.